This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We're going to kick off today's show. We're looking forward to a great event for our Sportsman of Colorado show on May 26th, which is next Saturday. But glad to have in studio Rob Rosso. I knew I'd mess that up. Iron Horse Armory, and they're located in Parker, 10469 South Parker Road. And great to have Rob in studio. So, Rob, welcome, man.
Thank you very much.
We're looking forward to our event next Saturday. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Well, this is our three-year anniversary being open. We're going to have a lot of stuff on sale, a lot of vendors in-house, and just having a great day, some free food.
Sure, that'll work.
My homemade gumbo.
Oh, is it? All right, cool. Good. And like I say, our Sportsman of Colorado show, which, of course, you can hear on Saturdays from 1 to 2 right here on KLZ 560. And then on Sunday mornings at 9, we re-air that, and Sunday afternoons at 4. We will be out there next Saturday, May 26. Hope you'll come by and say hello. And, again, that's going to be at 10469 South Parker Road. I was looking at your website today a little bit, and you have a quote on there, and it says, "We're a different type of gun store."
Mm-hmm.
What do you really mean by that?
Well, we're a full-service shop, and we really believe in taking care of our customers. Everybody that works there is very knowledgeable about what we do. Mm-hmm. We try not to force things on people. We don't try to have a crazy opinion. You got to buy this. You got to buy that. So we try to make it a little bit more friendly, more family-orientated.
Right. And you guys also... Now, do y'all just do consignment, or you buy outright?
Buy outright. Or trade. Either
or
one.
Trade. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right. We quit doing the consignment stuff a while back.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a hassle.
It is.
And you also do transfers.
We do transfers.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that a minute because, you know, for my full lifetime, just about, man, if I wanted to sell you a gun and we're buddies, here's $400, you give me your gun.
Exactly.
That's done pretty well. Over all the years, but now we're in
the country. Yes.
Now we're in a different time, though. So, what do you say to those folks that just say, you know what, it's not that big a deal. The guy's a really good buddy of mine. I'm just going to go ahead and do it that way. I mean, you're really putting yourself in a bad position.
I don't give an opinion. I'm really not allowed to. I mean, the state says that I have to do the personal transfer and do it legally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think just to say one thing that is a good opinion. It's always best to stay on the right side of the law and the legal thing because, you know what, you may sell that buddy that gun that you know real well. 6 months from now, he may get in a cash flow problem, not want to tell you he's selling it.
Absolutely.
And then where's it end up? And guess whose name it's still in?
Mine.
So there's a lot of reasons.
Right. The only time you really don't have to do the transfer if it's what they call kinfolk.
Right.
If it's first of kin, mother, father, whatever, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do the transfer on first of kin.
Okay. Now, you guys also deal with suppressors and...
Yeah, we're Class 3 NFA. We do suppressors, SBRs. We also do custom builds. So if you want something custom built, we can do that for you. We do custom race guns for Glocks, things like that. We're all Glock armors there.
Okay.
We do quite a few race guns. So.
Oh, okay.
We have a gunsmith on premises.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, with the suppressors, you know, they're a couple of years back. Everybody's, you got to do a gun trust. And now a lot of people are saying
you don't
do the individual thing.
You don't have to do a gun trust, but it's highly recommended. Because if you go out and buy a suppressor and the day you get your tax stamp, you get hit by a bus, government takes your can. Mm. Family can't have it. You know, that's the thing about the trust. You put people that you want to have that suppressor or whatever or the SBR, it goes on the trust so they can have it if something happens to you.
Okay.
Or say, you know, you're going to the range and you forgot your suppressor, you call the wife or whoever and say, hey, go get my suppressor for me. If they're not on the trust, they can't touch it.
Mm.
Unless you're there present, that's the way it is.
Right. Do you see this? And, of course, I'd be remiss not to mention, unfortunately, the events of this morning in Texas, a shooting. And certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected there. And, you know, every one of us hate to see things like
that.
I mean, we can be the biggest gun people in the world and for our rights, but we hate to see that. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, it will fire up another debate of guns being the bad thing, you know. But
not the gun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the people.
So, but with this, the suppressor thing, do you see those laws ever coming? Because Hearing Protection Act was around, you know, where we were hoping, where then, hey, we wouldn't have to go through all that.
Correct.
Do you see that ever coming about, or do you think
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we heard, you know, Paul Ryan just said straight up, it's shelved. We're not going to deal with it. So we don't know what's going to happen. It hasn't even been mentioned for months now.
Right. Once again, we're going to be live May 26th. That's next Saturday with our Sportsman of Colorado show at Iron Horse Armory. They're located at 10469 South Parker Road. How far is that past Lincoln? That's not just, is it even a mile or so?
It's actually the next light up.
Next light up, yeah.
Parker and Plaza.
Parker and Plaza, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's 10469 South Parker Road. And it'll get kicked off, what, 9, 10 o'clock?
9, 10 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of great things, a lot of different vendors out there. Assume you'll have having good sales. And
you're going to have some great sales on firearms, yeah.
So come out. They've got ammo. Now, you guys also offer a lot of classes, and I mean a lot of classes.
Yes.
So let's start out
Some of them are for Iron Horse. Some of them are my own company, so I run both. But for Iron Horse, we do a basic pistol, which is like you've never fired a gun before. It's to get you into the functionalities and the safety parts of it. 3 hours in the classroom, about an hour, hour and a half on the range.
Okay.
After that, then you go to conceal carry. It's also 3 hours in the classroom, going through safety stuff, how to get your permit, where your permit's good. Then we go into the state law, you know, the Castle Doctrine, Make My Day law that Colorado has.
Sure.
Then we have 2 hours on the range, about 200 rounds of ammo, teaching you how to do mag changes, draw from the holster, how to fix jams and malfunctions. We actually load your magazines with snap caps, so you're actually getting that live feel during the live fire drills.
Right. And, you know, there's tons of different classes out there, and, but, you know, there are some where they don't do any kind of range time.
Well, state of Colorado does not require range time to get your concealed carry. We don't believe in that. We really put up a really good course to make sure you're confident with your firearm before you hit the streets with it.
Okay.
You know.
And those are, what's that first class like, $100?
It's $99 for the basic pistol, $125 for the concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
If you do both of them, you get it for $174 and save $50.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. And if you go to their website, you got a pretty good schedule.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's every weekend we do a class.
Okay.
So one weekend will be basic pistol, next weekend is concealed carry.
Okay. So if you go to ironhorsearmory.com, you can see their schedule on there. And, again, the basic handgun safety class, $99. And I would think your class is, like I say, going to be a lot different than...
Than most. It is really more. It's more in-depth.
Right.
And then after your concealed carry, if you want to do other training and more advanced, that's when you get into my Krav Maga-style classes. I'm fully certified by the state of Israel to teach their techniques.
Okay. Now, some people probably just heard that and went, okay. We're in the United States. Aren't there a lot of probably great type techniques to teach here? Mm-hmm. Why this whole Israel?
It's a little different because in Israel, nobody carries a live round in the chamber. Obviously, in the United States, that's a big argument that if you're not carrying a gun hot, you're not carrying a gun. Well, we can prove that it's only 0.2 seconds slower with our technique, and it's a little safer. You know, you don't have negligent discharges. And even if you are somebody that carries hot, that's fine. You're still going to learn a combat technique.
Sure.
Because we do three different levels of pistol. From a beginning class, which your beginning class, you're still going to be doing ground techniques where you're shooting off your butt, your back, your side, up close and personal, running drills around barrels and stuff like that, learning how to walk and shoot. By the time you get to level three, we're honing your skills. You're actually now shooting out of cars, learning how to defend yourself in a vehicle, from a seated position, all kinds of different things.
Okay. Once again, we'll hope you come out and see us. This is going to be next Saturday, the 26th. It's 10469 South Parker Road, Iron Horse Armory. And we'll be out there. We'll probably get out there around 11 or so, and then our show will be 1 to 2. And hope you'll come by and see us. A lot of free food, a lot of great deals on some firearms and maybe some ammo as well.
Accessories, there's all kinds of stuff.
Okay. And the suppressor. Now, one other question on the suppressor. How long are you seeing that taking right now from people that are coming in and applying?
It's starting to get a lot shorter compared to last year. There's a company out there called Silencer Shop. They're one of the biggest distributors in the country. They've been working with the ATF to get those times down. It's roughly, if you filed this year, it's roughly 5 to 6 months instead of 12 to 14 like it was last year.
Okay.
They've added a new barcode system to the Form 4s and the Form 1s that instead of the ATF doing all the data entry for that person, all they have to do is hit the barcode, automatically generates, and goes straight to background.
Oh.
So they're hoping by next year that it's down to 3 months.
Wow.
Right.
That'd work.
That would work.
Yeah.
It would really help on suppressors because most people are like, why would I want to wait, you know, a year?
Sure, sure.
You know, and that's one thing that we kind of do differently, too, is if you have a suppressor in jail, in the safe, you want to do some combat classes, you let us know and we'll bring the suppressor out for you and let you try it at the end of the day and let you play with it for a while.
All right, cool.
So,
good deal. Also, join us tomorrow on Sportsman of Colorado from 1 to 2, and Rob's going to be with us there, and we're going to get a little bit more in depth with some of the classes and a little bit more of what's going to be going on there next Saturday, May 26th. Once again, Sportsman of Colorado will be live there, 10469 South Parker Road. Get out there and see us. And stop by even here over the weekend and get out and see Rob. Let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio. Well, we've got to take a short break. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to our conversation tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. Well, it's glad to have our financial planner in, Mr. David C. Sean. David is with the Householder Group. You can check out his website at davidcshon.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. And his number is 720-482-1917. And David's kind enough to offer our listeners a free consultation. So if you'd ever like to get with him, maybe you've been working with someone for a long time, you just want to get a second opinion, maybe you just figured out you need to be working with someone, give them a call. Again, it is a free consultation. So with that, we will welcome the guest to the show, and that is Mr. C. Sean. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. First of all, we're going to kick it off today with our Rejuvenate Your Retirement. This is going to be an educational course for retirees, and let's talk a little bit about the course, and then we'll give out the times and dates here of what people are going to learn here.
Well, we have a course that we run. It's 2 hours in the morning or 2 hours in the afternoon, and we do that for 2 weeks. So it's 4 hours that the folks get, and we cover all of the aspects of estate and retirement planning in that course. We got six sections, and we're looking at things like, you know, how long will my money last. You know, that's kind of important for most retirees. Different types of retirement strategies that we use. Social Security and Medicare, because that's become such a big item, you know. We got 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 17 years in the United States. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And then other items, long-term care we talk about in estate planning, elder fraud prevention. We talk about how to maximize the assets to be able to generate income that will not go away.
Right.
So there's six different sections to this course.
And this is going to be, let me give it to you real quick, at the Arapahoe Community College Parker campus, at, located at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And giving you a morning and afternoon options here. So if you're looking for the afternoon, your dates would be May 31st and June the 7th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Or if mornings fit you better, we can do that on Tuesdays, and that's going to start off in June. And that'll be June the 5th and the 12th, and that'll be 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We'd like for you just to call the college directly to book your spot, and you can reach them at 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. There is a small $35 fee for this, but again, that's for the college. And this is going to be a great opportunity to really come and learn some things about retirement. And, you know, there may be some people that have, you know, hey, I'm kind of up on, you know, some tax things. But when you look at just the Social Security, man, you could do 4 hours a day on Social Security a week, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many different ways to take it.
There is, and most people are never sure of what those options are. So understanding just the options and then making the choices is pretty important, because it can mean tens of thousands of dollars in extra income.
Sure. You know, and one of the things that I want to talk about here, I mean, when you look at people as they retire, I mean, kind of the goals, you know, everybody wants to stay active. They want to get out and do things. Hopefully your health is still there. But none of that really does you a lot of good if you can't afford to go anywhere, or you can't afford to buy anything, can't afford to travel.
Yeah, it gets boring real quick. And that's why planning retirement is such a big thing for most people to do, and to start it well in advance of the day they say goodbye.
Sure.
Because it comes as a shock. You know, some of the biggest concerns that we see after a client is on board comes a year and a half later when they come back in, and they're not really interested in the financial side of things. They sit down and want to talk to me about what am I going to do now? Right? And
or the wife says, what's he going to do now?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a big problem. A lot of people aren't prepared mentally. Or the other side of the coin, they've been in a job where a lot of their social activities were there.
Mm-hmm.
All their friends work there and that kind of thing. Now, all of a sudden, they're not there.
Yep.
It can be very difficult.
Sure. You know, one very important part of this, and there's not one piece you want to leave out in this whole deal of financial planning and estate planning, but I'm sure you've run across some instances where people, hey, they did pretty well on the financial side, but then none of their paperwork was really in order, so the family still ended up kind of in a mess a little bit for a while, just trying to straighten out things because there were no directives left.
Happens all the time. All the time. They don't take the time to get a financial plan in writing, to get their estate plan in writing, to get their right will or trust or whatever they're doing. And we just went through a situation where the wife just died. Husband died several years ago. Mm. She was to change her will and didn't. And she had a will that she had drafted, was drafted but never signed. And she inherited three more beneficiaries unbeknownst to her after her death. Could have been eliminated, could have been taken care of. But it wasn't. Procrastination is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Why do you think that? We just don't want to think about the end of demise.
Well, that's part of it. We don't want to think about it. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we're humans. Tomorrow, we can wait till tomorrow. We'll clean out that garage tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right? You know, and it just doesn't happen. That's why we act as a catalyst for our mm-hmm. clients, like a hub on the wheel. And one of the areas is estate planning. And we take them to the attorney and sit down so that they're comfortable, but have them their options explained to them. It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
And education just helps them. And by the end of the day, the end of the meeting, they know what they really should be doing. And now they got to do it. I don't care if they do it there. They go to their own attorney, whatever the case might be. But now they get it done. And I will stay on them until it's done.
Sure. Once again, this is a great course called Rejuvenate Your Retirement. And it's an educational course for retirees sponsored by Arapahoe Community College. It's going to be at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And two options for you, one in the afternoon, one for mornings, Thursdays. Your times would be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that would be May 31st and June 7th, or Tuesdays, June the 5th and the 12th, and that would be 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And if my memory serves me right, that's really close to Chaparral High School. Yep. Right there. So 15653 Brookstone Drive. You know, another important part on this, I think, and, well, you hear this all the time, and it just kills you, that, you know, elderly fraud. I'm telling you, it's rampant. And, I mean, I get calls all the time. People will call me that have friends, and they say, hey, my grandmother did this, and she gave us information or whatever, and, man, bank accounts get sucked, to zero and all. So that is if I was going to spend $35 for my parents or whatever, that right there is worth everything.
Yeah, it's an enlightening session. And it's one that's desperately needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a few years ago, maybe 10, this was never discussed that much. And now it's gotten to the point where if I suspect, I'm obligated to effectively interrogate
right.
about some person that they may have as a friend that they rely on, or a relative or something, if someone comes in that I think needs help
mm-hmm.
of some sort. And if I suspect any kind of fraudulent activity, I am required to report it to our what we call our back office. They have a special division for fraud in the elderly. And I'll tell you, I have done this several times. 90% of the time was relatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Wow. And when we talk about also just the things with taxes, and mm-hmm. I mean, again, you could take each one of these kind of subdivisions and do your whole course just on those deals because you take taxes.
Yeah.
Wow, so much to know.
There really is, and there's a lot of little things that add them up to a big savings. You know, simple things like, you know, you're taking your required minimum distributions mm-hmm. that you have to take when you're 70 and a half. Well, the government passed a law 3 years ago that allows you not to have to take it all. You can defer it all the way out to age 85. And even today, I had a client in who didn't know about that, and I explained it to him. And he says, well, my accountants aren't telling me that. I was just had my taxes done a month or so ago. And most people never hear of it.
Sure.
But that could save people quite a bit of money in taxes initially. And the amount of income that typically is generated from this kind of a program that the government issued is incredible.
Yep.
Now, it's not the best thing for everybody.
Sure.
But it's a good tool. And that's what in this course, we go through these different types of tools that most people never see.
Right. And well, our Medicare and health costs, I mean, they're just rampant. And even when you retire, if you retire before 65, I mean, you're still probably paying some healthy health premiums. I mean, you know, we were talking today on a previous show that, I mean, you know, I'm at $700 a month just for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I just turned 60, you know, earlier the month, and $700 with a $6,000 deductible. I mean,
yeah, it's out of control, and that's why this whole healthcare system needs some work.
Yeah, sure.
But again, you've got to have the coverage. You can't afford not to have coverage, because that's one of the two biggest items. In fact, that's the biggest item for bankruptcy of people over 75 is medical bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And that destroys a retirement real quick.
Sure. Well, again, this course is going to cover a lot of great things. How long will your money last? Retirement tax strategies, Social Security and Medicare, optimizing portfolio withdrawals, elder fraud prevention, and long-term care and estate planning. It's Rejuvenate Your Retirement, sponsored by Arapahoe Community College at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. Call 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. Again, your options for dates are Thursdays, May 31st and June 7th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Or if mornings fit you better, you can do that on Tuesdays, which will start in June. That is June 5th. And the 12th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So, David, great information, and hope we can get some folks there to you can get them educated.
Okay, Scott. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. That's David Cishon with Householder Group, davidcishon.com. That's CICHON.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. Well, we're glad to have a new partner with us on Haystack Help, and it's M4 Roofing and Gutters, and they're located right here in Englewood, and it's great to have the owner, Kevin Trisna, with us. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, roofing, Matt. Talk about a competitive field, man. Couldn't you pick something else?
It's crazy only a business, few people for sure. Very competitive.
Yeah. So, quick question for you. What does hail really do to roofs? I mean, you don't think about it just pitter-pattering up there a little bit, but, I mean, how does it really damage?
Sure. What happens with the hail, normally the size of the hail needs to be about golf ball size in order to really – damaged shingles.
Okay.
And the damage occurs when the granules get knocked off the shingle and therefore accelerates the service life. So if you had a 25-year shingle, you're not going to see holes in the roof, which sometimes people who think they know a lot
right.
look for holes. There aren't going to be holes. It's just now your 25-year shingle is probably reduced to a 10-year shingle, and that's when the insurance company steps up and that's why they replace it.
Sure. So you've been doing this a long time. So how has the materials changed over the years of what we're seeing now in roofs?
You know, the materials have changed not a whole lot. They still have the granules on top of the shingles. They have phased out organic shingles. They had those in the past. They have introduced over the last 10 years impact-resistant shingles. Mm-hmm. And those can help cut people's premiums on their insurance. However, they're not impact proof.
Sure.
And some people hear impact resistant and they think, boy, it would be great not to have another roofing project in my hands. Right. So the impact resistant is something that's been new over the years, as well as some of the steel roofs as well. So sure. There's lots of different.
Now, do you guys do commercial and residential?
Yes, sir. Okay. Both commercial and residential.
All right. And I remember the other day I asked you in your office, kind of what area do you service? And you named other states. So, I mean, you'll go kind of anywhere.
We'll go anywhere.
It's a good job.
Correct. Yeah. We do have an office also down in Colorado Springs, and we're looking to open one up in the Fort Collins area this year.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the whole Front Range covered, as well as going out of state, which is how I got to Colorado, but we're staying put in Denver for this year.
Sure. So what is really the first step as a homeowner? Let's say we have a hailstorm. You're not sure if it did your roof damage or not. What should be the first step for a homeowner? Call their agent?
I believe calling their insurance agent should be the very first step.
Okay.
There's lots of companies out there that will knock on doors. You don't know where they're from. So to get a recommendation from the insurance company, I think, is the very first step that they should do.
Right. And, it's certainly not a bad thing, and we've said this for years on our show, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it be windows or roofing, whatever, it's not a bad thing for somebody to knock on your door. Maybe a good, aggressive local company that's just trying to get, business. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why we're here today. But you want to be very careful about just, someone coming to your door, and especially when I say very careful, don't be very careful. Just don't do this. Don't sign anything at your door.
That's correct. They have a lot of really, really good salesmen or door knockers that are friendly. And the last thing they're going to say is, hey, we're really bad at what we do and we don't follow up, but please sign with us anyways.
Right.
So we do have canvassing teams that go out. We're aggressive. We like to service the customers. However, checking with your agent, I think, and not signing anything at the doors is your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just talk about how you guys work. So if you go to someone, let's say, or they call you, I mean, then do you all just come out and get on the roof then and do an inspection?
That's correct. Yeah, we do like to inspect the roof first before they file a claim, because some companies will actually knock on anybody's door and tell you they can offer you a free roof, and that's great news. However, that might not be the truth.
Sure.
So we always like to advise our customers not to call and file a claim, which is different than calling your agent for a recommendation. And gotcha. Then we go out there and do a visual inspection of the roof. And then at that point, if we determine there's enough damage to file a claim, we'll assist the customer in making that happen.
Right. Again, Kevin Tresna is with us. This is M4 Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. You can find them at haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And they are a great local company right here. And as Kevin just mentioned, they're looking at opening a couple other offices. So we highly recommend them. Now, when you get on the roof, and let's say, you know, half of it's damaged. I mean, how does that work with the insurance company when one half has some damage and the other half doesn't? Will they usually go ahead and replace it all?
Yeah, they'll go ahead and replace it all, because normally you'll find some damage on the other slopes.
Okay.
So, and most of the insurance companies are, when there's damage like that, they're willing to look hard on the other half and work with the customers. It's just that if you get on the peripheral of the storm and there's light damage, then it's a little bit harder to have them work with you and replace the entire roof.
Sure. We work with a group insurance analyst, and we do some shows with them about homeowners policies. And I say this all the time, most people really don't know what their homeowners policy says about a roof. And there can be some ginormous shocks to the person when they figure out what their deductible is.
That's correct.
So people really need to look at their policies and understand what's covered, don't they?
Right, and many times they don't understand until we get out there and we read what the adjuster writes up, and every once in a while they're in for a big surprise. Mm-hmm. So it does help to contact your agent, or we're very well versed in understanding the policy and can assist them in that whole process of getting a file claimed and completed.
What's usually the time frame from when someone can call you? And I realize depending on weather and a lot of different things, and, you know, you get busy. I mean, is it usually a 2 or 3 months or 60 days? I mean, what's it?
It definitely varies, and I'll give you a good example. There's times when a weather event occurs, and one insurance company can have a claims adjuster out there within 2 to 3 days, and then others can take 3 weeks.
Sure.
So right off the bat, there's a difference there just based on the insurance company. When people call within a week of a storm, they can usually have their project wrapped up within 3 to 4 months. But the longer they wait to call, mm-hmm. then they're just further back in line. But patience is the one thing we definitely try to preach to customers. And the one good thing about the hail damage industry is, unlike a tornado that rips off sections of the roof,
sure.
the roof is still watertight for the most part.
Right.
So if they're just patient, don't get excited about getting it completed sooner by using someone they don't know. Mm-hmm. That works against them many times. So if they can just have patience, we'll get there, just like all the other local roofers.
And that's one thing we do with our Senior Resource of Colorado referral list, because a lot of times someone is very good coming at the door of a senior and making them feel panicked.
Right.
You know, hey, your roof's going to fall in because right. we had the hailstorm. And you don't want to do that.
Oh,
so
no.
Do not sign anything. So, like, for you to get up on the roof, when we say don't sign something, we've heard of some companies that will say, here's just a release for you to sign for us to get on the roof. But yet, actually, they have signed a contract.
Correct.
Because most of us don't read what we sign.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's unfortunate, because that starts the distrust between the customer and the homeowner. And unfortunately, it gives the roofing industry a bad name, mm-hmm. but that is what it is. So, again, do not sign anything and just contact the agent.
Right. Now, deductibles, there was a deal several years ago where a lot of companies were going around, hey, we'll pay your deductible and all that.
Right.
But now that's not admissible, right?
It's not admissible, and from what I understand, it never was. Mm-hmm. But I believe in 2009, there was a company that came in and really took about 100 to 200 customers for their money. And the way they got their money was by telling them they would pay their deductible. So the state got together and really tried to promote the idea that paying deductibles are illegal and the customers legally are responsible to pay their deductible anyway. So if a company tells you they're going to pay your deductible, they probably don't have a whole lot of other good traits to stand on, and that's how they get people to sign up.
Sure. Now, when the insurance companies call in, they're usually one of your representatives out there at the home when that insurance agent comes out as well?
Yes, we like to be present when the adjuster goes out from the insurance company just because there's so much language in the industry that the homeowners don't understand. And it is somewhat comical to watch the claims adjuster explain everything to a homeowner, and you can tell the homeowner has no idea what that adjuster is talking about. But since we've been doing this for such a long time and we understand it, then we're able to reiterate what they said and take it from there.
Sure. Once again, their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. Their website is m4roofing.com, so check them out. And real quick, before a break, roofing and gutters. So do most of the time you have to replace gutters when you do a roof?
You know, there's so many different scenarios, so it's hard to say most of the time.
Okay.
When you get really big hail that's wind-driven and causes a lot of damage, we ask those homeowners to go ahead and get those gutters replaced. But there's times when they're lightly dented and they don't necessarily need to be replaced.
Okay.
And in the industry, it's common for homeowners to not pay and get the gutters replaced, but then they can start using some of that money towards the deductible, and the insurance adjuster will tell them that as long as they understand they cannot get replaced twice. So if they use the money to help cover the deductible and they get damaged again, then they're not going to pay for it twice.
Well, good. Well, Kevin, this is great information. Glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having some more shows here in the future with you.
Great. It's my pleasure.
303-797-8600, m4roofing.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us, Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years, and they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome, John, back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we're in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. You know, and then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, you know, one of those things that happens as you age. When I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little bit about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say, boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component. We're concerned with price action, because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see. If you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors likes to say. We tend to filter out the news. A lot of times, the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the wrong time, and we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before the segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's so many. I think there are more diet books, self-help books on diet and investing than any other kind. And frankly, you know, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, you know, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency. You know, trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the academy when it gets down to it.
Right. As I mentioned, I saw you on one of your TV deals the other day, and you used a couple of words. You said skill set. You know, so it takes some discipline for this.
Yeah, it really takes. You know, it takes some practice. You know, one of the things I want to be quite clear on is it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's more of a get rich slow scheme.
Right.
I tell our students that we're running a marathon, not a sprint, and these are life changing skills that you have for life. And once you have those skills, you can never be outsourced or downsized, or it's incredibly powerful to have the security knowing that you are in control of your own destiny.
Right. You know, I've been over your campus a number of times and see they're doing breaks. What are some of the things that students, you know, they may come up to you and just say, man, I am so surprised to learn.
You know, it's funny. I think one of the things that students are really surprised are is how misleading some of the financial press is, and how they tend to tell you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's not, I don't know that it's intentional or anything like that. It's just, you know, people get excited when things go up and you know, it's there's so much misinformation or maybe incorrect information out there that leads people to make bad decisions with their investing. I think they're always surprised by that.
Yeah, the media can certainly put everybody in a tailspin very, very quickly.
Yeah, one of the things, if you think about, human beings are creatures, we're social creatures, you know, so we can be influenced to our detriment occasionally by others in the investing, maybe in some other areas of life too, but certainly in the investing area, it pays to be clear thinking and think ahead outside the box, really.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class. You can learn how to trade, invest, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a $500 value, but John's kind enough to give us some free passes here. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you passes this half-day class. And they do these quite a bit throughout the month, so they'll find a date that hopefully will work for you, or you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station the other day, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most, you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever. I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what's the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support, but I think it's always great, you know, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, first off, there are certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets. People that are real novices to trading and investing. You have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even, that I've used for probably 15 years, you know, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And, I mean, he said, man, he goes, you know, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber,
right,
or an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting. This